You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
God, America.
I love that chubby bass. Chubby wooden bass. Welcome back, Chris.
Oh, thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too as well. And also good afternoon back to you as well. And good afternoon to you as well, John.
Hi.
Good afternoons all around. And it looks like a relatively good afternoon. Right?
Yep. I concur.
Hey, you've got a few things up your sleeve this week. What's been going on with the old mate, the weed?
So main thing in terms of law reform efforts, we now know that the bills are going to be up the middle of February. So Parliament's coming back next week, that's where they get all their stuff out of the way that they had to do for the 100-day plan. Yeah.
Who's parking in my car park? That was Jared. Get out of there, kind of thing.
Bloody Jared.
Have you had any input on the stuff going before Parliament?
Apart from trolling
the
people on the internet.
Exactly. No, it's all part of the campaign, but the time for the input is during the select committee process, but what we know, and of course getting your MP to support this first vote, right? And so, so they go back next week, do their stuff, then they take a week off for Waitangi Day, then they're back the week after that. So that Wednesday, 14th February, that's when it's all likely to happen, so that gives us that kind of time frame, basically 3 weeks. So what we really need is everyone out there to, you know, get on the case of their MP and apply it in a respectful way, but just remind them why they need to support this, particularly New Zealand First MPs, particularly Labour MPs that might be wavering or whatever. We know the government bill's going to pass. They're all going to pass the government bill, right? But we're talking about the Green Party bill, which is way better, and we want to keep that alive, right? We don't want that to be killed off and just have the government one. It's best if we can have both going and everyone can talk about both of them. And then maybe they can amalgamate the best parts together or something like that. So, but to do that, you know, we're kind of thinking we probably need about 10 National MPs too. So again, it's not about preaching to the converted, to the people that you know that are going to support it, but it's a case of, you know, targeting the others. But particularly if they're your MP or you feel that they represent you.
Okay.
You know, just do it.
Right on.
Very urgent.
Probably just about all matters of things that concern you as well. Just, you know, hey.
Yes,
you can.
Right.
You have the right, and they probably want to know what's going on a grassroots
exactly right.
level. Anyway.
That's exactly right. Even if they don't read every single thing someone is, you know, and reporting
and
it back
swear,
to them.
Don't swear in your email. That upsets people.
You can hit them up on Facebook. If you want to send them an email, it's like in the format first name, last name.
John's making faces, but I'm imagining most of the emails that politicians get are probably not ones going, "Hey man, you're kicking ass. Cheers." That's probably what I'm getting at, John.
I'm sure some people do.
But if we were to guess, most people are probably just complaining about stuff.
You know, like the talkback crowd.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's even more important, you know. Be constructive, be positive.
Yeah.
You know, offer your support, you know. Right. Ask them a question, hit them up. So that's going to be very interesting when all that happens.
Invite them around for a cone, hey, whatever.
That's right. A field visit, I think we call it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Speaking of field visits, a couple in Whangarei have decided that they want to set up an outdoor growing facility or
Very mysterious. This was in the Northern Advocate and appeared on the Herald site on Saturday. So vast around on that. No one seems to know anything about it. So it's all very mysterious. But it is interesting, right? Someone out there has put in an application to start up a cannabis farm up north. Good on them. Yeah, hope they're successful.
Do you reckon that'll start a little bit of the floodgates opening? Everyone's going, well, I've got a few acres.
Well, possibly, but again, it can a little bit jumping the gun in the way because we don't quite know what the regulations are going to be.
Right.
That bill still has to pass. That's one of the ones that we were just talking about. By the time that gets through select committee, we're looking in the middle of the year, you know, all things going well. You're looking at the end of the year, all things going well, to have the regulations out. But who knows, the average time of a law passing and then things actually opening in America, it kind of ranges between a year and 3 years.
Okay.
So, you know...
Do we have any stats, say, that we can, like, give to old Farmer Joe with all his cows and stuff and go, look, your land could be producing this much marijuana and you can make this much money potentially. This is why you should switch to this in the future? Is there like statistics we can show the
absolutely.
I know the farmers love the cash.
Well, they do, so. and if you grow it in the hemp styles, then you've got that advantage of soaking up excess stuff out of the cows put in,
100%,
and especially around the waterways and things, and then you get a crop that's usable out of it, even if you are just giving it to those very same cows.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of that goes on overseas. It was one thing that Richard Branson was talking about when he was here last year.
Is it? Can you just grow hemp? No problem, like that on your farm. You know, can you go? Hey, I want to grow some hemp.
The licenses are very location specific, and the you know, they don't want it visible from a main road. It's not within 5 km of a residential zone. You have to be pretty squeaky clean. You have to have a reason for doing it. You know, not just hey, I want to do it, whatever. But yeah, it's not difficult to get into hemp growing. So the other side of it will be.
Is it like gorse? Does it go a bit crazy? Because you know how gorse, that was supposed to be a fence. And it sort of got out of hand, didn't it?
I know what you mean. There aren't any reports here of it becoming like what they call feral hemp.
Okay.
But that has happened overseas.
Oh, yeah. Heaven forbid we have feral dak.
No, this is hemp.
No, I know, but I've upgraded that,
It looks nice, but it's the benefits to your psychedelic experience are minimal.
Yeah, it does have CBD in it, in the hemp, which is non-psychoactive, but you know, therapeutic potential.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what else?
What else? Oh, we have another bill and going into Parliament, and this isn't, you know, a good one that we need to be celebrating, but of course it's a discussion that is going to come up with all this cannabis law reform and on the agenda, and it's not surprising that from National we're seeing a private members of all, before we've even actually changed the law, you know, to carry out roadside saliva testing of drivers.
That's a sticky situation, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's one of these things that comes up every now and again, and at first it sounds good, and it sounds fair, right? You go, well, we test for alcohol, there should be a thing, and no one argues about that. No one wants to see impaired drivers on the road, and that goes for whatever drug, right? But the problem with the current testing methodology is it doesn't measure impairment, right? So...
just traces.
Yeah, it hangs that trace. Well, one of the problems with saliva, it has the potential, better potential than urine testing. Like blood testing is the only one that really correlates with impairment, but even then, it's difficult to kind of set an actual level.
Then it's levels,
that's
right?
That's very invasive, right? Yeah. You can't just be taking syringes of blood off people at the roadside, you know?
That's true.
And saliva testing is kind of like that too. You're fishing around in Victoria or Melbourne where they do it. It takes over half an hour for each test, right, for every person.
Wow.
And it takes so long and is so complicated that they have these Winnebago caravans set up. I saw them doing it, right? And they actually kind of sweep around in an area picking up people, and they take them to the spot where these guys are literally sitting on deck chairs outside their Winnebagoes. It looks like cops on holiday, but it's not. So actually,
do they have like nice biscuits and maybe a can of Coke for people that are a little bit bagged?
You have to put this device in your mouth and sit there with your head between your knees, face down, for like 30 minutes while it collects like a cup of saliva.
Are you serious? Oh, this is going to need to be Googled, I think.
So we're saying that the technology basically needs to improve.
Well, these Victoria Police own the distribution, they own the license for this technology, right? It's their own business.
Mother truckers.
They came over here, it was about a year and a half ago, and on a sales trip, trying to convince all the cops here, this is what you need.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, you're going to buy it off us.
Have we thought about, because in the States, it's you walk the line, isn't it? You know, you do the
That's what they do here too.
And we do.
That is the more accurate test, right?
Okay.
That has an actual correlation with impairment. Because if you can't walk a line for whatever reason,
you probably shouldn't be cruising.
It doesn't matter whether you're high or drunk or on pills or whatever. Yeah. If you can't walk the line or touch your nose, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Whereas, as I say, the tests for drugs just don't correlate with it. The saliva ones also are easy to beat. If you are planning to, right? So,
just like a big old pash with your passenger?
Basically, eat or drink something.
Okay.
You know, it's basically washing your mouth out. The thing with saliva tests is it's measuring residue in a mouth similar to the residue in a pipe, right?
I think Big Hungry probably mentioned the remedy before. Just have a can of Coke, because doesn't that strip the rust off a nail? Surely
pretty
that
much.
I, it
pretty
definitely
much.
It cleans up chrome bumpers pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah, so...
Lastly, Chris, anything lastly, like maybe a little kicker or something, anything else on the agenda that you need to get off your chest, mate?
Well, actually, we've got a video project going on. We want to present people's stories if they're medical users and having difficulty under the current law. And so if people want to be part of that, they can tell their story in a very short video clip. We can do that anonymously through our various filming techniques. And then what we're also looking for those people that do want to remain anonymous on these same videos, we're going to have various celebrities reading out their stories.
Oh, cool.
You know what I mean? So, so anyone wants to get involved in that project?
Pixelate the face and pitch the voice up or down a couple of semitones? That's classic as.
Yeah,
you don't want to make them criminals, though. Let's not turn people into criminals.
That's the thought.
Oh, excellent. That sounds interesting. John, maybe you want to share some of your stories, mate?
They're very adult. I'll say them.
Yeah, this is the time for it. It's post 420.
Oh, that sounds like a good buzz. We'll hit you back for an update on how that's going.
All right.
Thanks so much, Chris. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Big Hungry. Thank you to you.
Really nice lean today as well.
Good.
It's quite nonchalant.
I sit back so everyone feels inclusive in the conversation.
Are you happy with where you got your hands?
Yeah, they're good.
Okay,
they're
great. Good. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Hey, this is Sinai from Moonduo, and you're listening to Thursday Drive on BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.